So, how about those Tony Awards? That's the cast of the musical Kinky Boots performing Raise You Up, and they were certainly elevated last night. The show about a drag queen who saves a struggling shoe company was the big winner, picking up 6 Tonys, including Best Musical. In a bit of an upset, the British import Matilda, about the precocious little girl with awful parents, was the early frontrunner. But those Kinky Boots were made for walking to the podium all night, picking up Best Actor in a Musical for star Billy Porter, and pop musician Cyndi Lauper won a Tony for her first musical score. But there was a major award that Kinky Boots didn't win, Best Director of a Musical. Best Director honors went to Diane Paulus of the American Repertory Theater here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where the circus-themed Pippin was first launched. Diane told us back in April that she saw Bob Fosse's original production as a child and fell in love with it.
I remember being marked by it, not totally understanding it, but viscerally experiencing the theatricality of that show, the Fosse, the physical life, the troupe of players. That the show lives in the mystique of theater. And I think as a young person, I was seduced by that.
At that time, Diane also praised her players, including Andrea Martin, who won a Tony last night for Best Featured Actress in a Musical, for her role as a trapeze-swinging grandma, as Diane told us, not your grandmother's grandma.
She was adamant that she didn't want to come out and be kind of old granny sitting in a wicker chair singing it. She's 67, which is what she says in the song. She's actually that same age, and she just wanted to represent, like, life force, which I think she really does in how she does her song and the act.
Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, 'cause spring will turn to fall in just no time at all.
Pippin also picked up a Tony for Best Leading Actress in a Musical for star Bettina Miller, and Best Revival of a Musical. Best Revival of a Play went to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, produced by Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater, which also won Tonys for leading actor Tracy Letts and director Pam McKinnon. The Huntington Theater Company here in Boston won this year's Regional Theater Award. But the star of the night, host Neil Patrick Harris, his opening number a show in itself, a dazzling display of magic and dance and Mike Tyson. Then there was that dig at Tom Hooper's film version of the stage hit Les Miserables, widely panned for its camera work.
Can I have my Tom Hooper Les Mis close-up, please? See, on Broadway, we don't need extreme close-ups to prove we're singing live. We sing live 8 shows a week. Check it.
Neil Patrick Harris. I believe I also saw him playing for the Miami Heat in that game against the Spurs. And was that him on Mad Men? What a talent. We'll leave you with a little more from Kinky Boots.
Let me hear you say yeah, yeah.
Here now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what this wing brings. No, this week brings. See, I watch the Tonys here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.